pick up. He lands with a loud thump, and we feel the bed move. Cal and I have to step over his legs because there is no way he can scoot to the front. "How's the foot?" I ask. "Fine," Zachary says. He looks around, taking in the world through narrowed eyes. The road is empty except for us. We pass a farm with a tractor left out in the field, and in the distance, a dust whirlwind blows near a ranch house. And even though my bruised thumb still throbs from hitting it, the cool breeze feels crisp smacking my face, and I'm feeling good because of what we're doing for Zachary. After a few minutes, Zachary says, "It reminds me of the sea." "What?" I ask. "The plains. It's like an ocean. See?" He points to a windmill standing against the sunset. "There's a lighthouse. And look at the rows of cotton. When you pass them, they look like waves." "You think?" Cal asks, his eyes scoping the cotton fields. "I don't see it," I say. Zachary smirks. "You don't know how to look. You have to really look at something." I've looked at cotton fields all my life, and never once did they remind me of an ocean.